Today's shiur is a Masechta Chagiga on Daf Chav Dalet. We will begin on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud with the words Hakli Mitztarif. The Gemara quotes our Mishnah, Hakli Mitztarif Masher B'Toychoi L'Kodesh Avaloi L'Truma. Let us take a look at Rashi on Daf Chav Amud Beis. Around 10 lines from the bottom, the Ramas Hakli Mitztarif, Rashi explains with the Girsas Habach, Chatichos Oichlan Harbe, if you have a lot of pieces, Bakli Echot in one Kali, Venoga Tame Bachman, the Tame touched one of them, Hakli Mitztarfon Lios Kulon Chaticha Achat Venitme Ukulon. It is considered as if the Tame touched all the pieces in the Kli when it's an Ogeya Kodesh, and it's considered as if he has been Mintama all of them. Continues Rashi, have a Loyla Truma. If it's an Av Hatuma who touched one of the pieces in the Kli, that piece becomes a Rishon. And then if that piece is touching another piece, the second piece will be a Shaniya, and the second that touches the third in Kodesh becomes a Shalishis. By Truma we're speaking about, we know the difference between, as the Mishnah continued to say, the difference between Kodesh and Truma is that by Kodesh there's a Revi, and by Truma there's only a Shlishi. So when the Sheni becomes Tomei from touching the Rishon, it in turn will make a Shlishis. V'hashar Tahoros, and the rest are Tor. So that's what it said in the Mishnah, the Chiluk between Kodesh and Truma. Kodesh, it's as if he touched all of them, and they all become Tameh. And by Truma, we only look at the one that he touched, and if it is touching another one, and another one, then it'll go down the line by Truma until it touches a Shlishi, and that is possible. It doesn't contaminate, it doesn't make Tameh a Revi. The Gemara asks the question, from where do we know by Kodesh that Kli is a mitzarif, all the chatichos in the Kli? Amr Abchanan, said Rabchanan, the Amr Krah, it's a din de araisa, because the Pasuk says, concerning the Ktoris, which is Kodesh, and it's not Truma, Kaf Achas, Asora Zov, a Kaf made of Asora Zov, Malaya Ktoris, it's full of Ktoris. Let us look for a second in Rabbeinu Chananel, around 15 lines from the bottom of the Rabbeinu Chananel, Mala Shvius. We are now speaking about the seventh Mala of Kodesh over Truma. Hakli Mitzarif Mashar B'Toch LeKodesh Avlo LeTruma V'Amar Rav Chanan Tzir V'Zem Min HaTorah Shenem Arkaf Achas Asor Zov. So how does the Gemara learn it out? Kivin Shekosov Kaf, since it says a spoonful, Yadanu Shehi Achas, says Rabbeinu Chananel. So we know it's Achas. Achas, the cause of Rachman Alamli. So why did the Torah say the word Achas? Elametcha, to teach you, Shekol Masha Bekaf Achas. Everything that is contained within the spoon is considered one. And let's go back to the Gemara now. Hakosev Aso, Lechol Masha Bekaf Achas. Since the Torah added the extra word of Achas, the Torah has made everything that's in the spoon as being one. So Rab Chanan learns that by Kodesh, which we're talking about, Ktoras, it's a din d'oraisa. Matzi Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asked the question from the following, which is a Mishnah in Masechta Idias. Hosef Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva added. On what did Rav Akiva add? So if we look in Rashi, Rashi quotes it. Reishik Tani, in the Reish we learned, Heid Rab Shimon al Efer Chatas. Rab Shimon testified on the ashes of the poor Aduma, the Chatas, Shenoga Tomi Mitzasi, that of a Tful Yom touched a little of it, Pasal as Kuloi. So he made the Efer Chatas, all of it Pasal, not only the little that he touched, but everything becomes Pasal. The concept that the Kli is Mitztarif, everything that's in it, it all became possible. On this, continues our Gemara, host of Rabbi Kiva, this is the Mishnah Masechta Idias, Hasolas, which is simple pshat, will be fine flour that is used for menachas, Vahaktoras, and the incense that is nikrav on the mizbeach hazov, v'halavona, and the frankincense that is used together with menachas, v'hagecholim, and the coals which are taken from the mizbeach hachitzon and used on the mizbeach hazov, the mizbeach hapnimi, for the hakrova of the ktoris, shem naga tul yom b'miktsasai, that of a tul yom touched any of these four items with a mixas, a little bit puzzle, it's cool, he made them all puzzle. That's what Rabbi Akiva was mosif on the edus, on the testimony of Rabbi Shimon. And now the Gemara asks its question. This is Rav Kahana's question. V'ha d'rabbanan hi. This which Rabbi Akiva added on Rabbi Shimon is only a din d'rabbanan, that if you touch a little, it's considered as if you touched everything. Why? Mimai, from where do I know? Midik tani reisha. Since it says in the reisha, heyed Rabbi Shimon b'mesera, al eifer chata, shenaga hatami b'mitzosai, shetime eskuloi, uktani host of Rabbi Akiva, as Rashi explains, because the eifer chatas itself is only a din d'rabbanan. Because eifer chatas, Rashi says on the last line of the Amid, that the limit of Rav Chanan is about ketores. What is ketores? Kachem mizbeach. It's the holy things that you bring on the mizbeach. Eifer pora is not considered kachem mizbeach. So therefore, Rav Shimon's halacha of eifer chatas is only a din d'rabbanan. So Rav Akiva was mosif all these four other things on Rav Shimon's din. It means he's making a hoisafa also, which is only d'rabbanan. So what's Gemara's kasha? What is Rav Kahana's kasha? The kasha is on Rav Chanan. How could you say that the din of Hakli Masarv Mashbatoichai Lakodesh is a din daraisa, which we learn from Torah? One of the four things which Rabbi Akiva was mosif was ketores. And as we proved, he's being mosif a din d'rabbanan. So how could you say it's a din d'araisa? Amar Rish Lakish, Mishumbar Karpora, as we turn to Daf Chavdal and Amad Aleph, so he gave an answer, Loin Nitzvacha. What are we speaking about when we said that Rabbi Akiva was mosif hasoles? He's not speaking about the part of the fine flour that gets nikrav on the mizbeach, that part of the mincha, elo l'shiore mincha, the leftover of the mincha. He's not speaking about the kometz that gets nikrav on the mizbeach, but the leftover. And as Rashi explains, who eats the leftover? The kohen. This is achilas kohen. And now the way Rashi has the girsa here, the ilu midaraisa hatzorich l'kli Hakli mitzarfoy, she ain't sarich l'kli, ain't kli mitzarfoy. So, if we would be speaking about the solas of the mincha itself that gets nikrav on the mizbeach, ain't echnami, that requires a keli to be mekadeshit. So, ain't echnami, that would be a din d'oraisa. This is the way Rish Lakish wants to answer. He says Rav Chanan is right; it is a din d'oraisa, but you've proven to me from Rabbi Akiva, that's only Drabbanan. Rabbi Akiva is not speaking about solas that's being used for where the Kli is Mekadesh it. He's speaking about the leftover, which the Kohen is going to eat. Ein Echanami, that was part of the Mincha originally, and we took a Kometz from that to be Makrovet on Mizbeach. That Kometz required that it should be Neskadesh in a Kli. But that which the Kohen eats, which is left over, it is not necessary for a Kli to be Mekadeshit. So he wants to say that when do I say that the Kli is Mitzarif Midaraisa? That's if it was required Midaraisa to be in a Kli. But what the Kohen eats was not required Midaraisa. If it was not required Midaraisa, ain't a chenami. It's only a din d'rabbanan on that solas. That's what Rabbi Akiva is being mitzav. That even where a Kli is not mitzarf mitaraisa, that's where the Gemara continues, va'asa rabbanan v'gazru, da'af al gav da'ina tzarch l'kli, kli mitzarfoi, even though the Shiari Amincha do not require a kli, but I might confuse it, and therefore the Rabbanan said, Midrabbanan, that even that's so less, if he touched a little bit, it's as if he touched the whole thing. Continues the Gemara, Tinach Solas, you've answered Solas, but Ktoras and Levona, Maikla Memer, what can you answer on Ktoras and Levona? Ktoras and Levona require a kli. If they require a kli, according to your answer, it should be Midaraisa. And Rabbi Akiva says it's only Midarabonan. Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rab Ravu, Akagoin, Sitzabran, Algabe, Kartavla. He piled them on a leather spread, which has no toch. It's not a kli. And now I say the same thing. The Araisa, when do I say a Kaliz Mitzarf Midaraisa? Really, Rab Chanan is correct that we learn it from Torah, but when is it at? That's only if Yesh Lo Toich Mitzarf. If it has a Toch, it's a Kali, then it's Mitzarf Midaraisa. Ein Lo Toch, Ein Mitzarf. If it doesn't have a Toch, it doesn't have a container, and inside, then it's not mitzarf midaraisa. Asa Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan said that even on this leather spread, which has no toch, the tiknu da'afel gavdein lo toch mitzarev, that even though it has no toch, it is mitzarev midar Rabbanan. So this is how the Gemara wants to answer the stira from Hoisev Rabbi Akiva to that which Rabbi Chanan said. Continues the Gemara, Upliga de Rab Chanan ad Rab Chi Bar Abba. And Rab Chanan disagrees with Rab Chi Bar Abba. Rab Chanan holds that the Kli is Mesarif by Kodesh Midaraisa. He's going to argue on Rab Chi Bar Abba. Why? Am Rab Chi Bar Abba. Am Rab Yochanan. May a Dusoy Shal Rabbi Akiva Nishnes Mishnah Zu. What's a Mishnah Zu? Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not a Dindaraisa. Our Mishnah is the source. The yisod of our Mishnah is Taka Dinda Rabbanan based on Rabbi Akiva. So that's arguing with Rabbi Chanan, because according to Rabbi Chanan, our Mishnah is a Dinda Raisa. And according to what Rabbi Akiva Abba says, no, our din in our Mishnah is based on Rabbi Akiva, which is only a Dinda Rabbanan. So they are arguing. The Gemara continues with the eighth Mila that we find Kodesh over Truma. That Truma only reaches a Shlishi. It cannot spread the Tuma further to a Revi'i. That's called Poisel. A Sheni by Truma Pasels, which means the Shlishi will become Tumi, but it can't spread it to a Revi'i. However, by Kodesh, the Shlishi Poisels a Revi'i. Her Revi'i by Kodesh Poisel. The Revi'i by Kodesh is Poisel. So that's the eighth mila of Kodesh over Truma. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. I'm Rabbi Yaisi, said Rabbi Yaisi, Minayin l'reviba Kodesh Yopasol. How do I know this fact that by Kodesh a Revi is Pasol more than by Truma, which only a Shlishi is Pasol? Vidinhu, it's a Kal V'chomer. Uma Mechusar Kippur. We can learn it from Mechusar Kippur. Shemutr b'truma, pasul b'kodesh. He is permitted to eat truma, yet he's pasul b'kodesh. Mechusar kippurim means that there are three levels. When the person, and during the daytime, let's say by mitzvah, he goes to the mikveh, then he has to wait for hair of shemesh, and then in the eighth day, he has to bring a korban, and then he becomes mutr to eat kachim. When he went to the mikveh on the seventh day, he's mutter in meiser, but he's aser in truma. At night, when hair of shemesh, when nighttime came, he's again mutter in truma, but he's aser in kachim. And the eighth day, he's already mutter in kachim as well. So I can make the following kal v'chomer. A mechusar b'kippurim is mutter in truma, but he's possible kodesh. So what do we see? That what's on a higher level? Kodesh is on a higher level than truma. So I can learn the following. Shlishi shepasul b'truma. If I find that a sheni makes a shlishi pasul in truma, and how do I learn this out? So Rashi tells us from the Gemara in Sota, Daf Chav Tes, because we find that by a full yom, who didn't yet have hair of Shemesh, he's mutter and meiser, but he's usher and truma. So the Gemara, like this, says, a sheni who is posel in meiser, so certainly he'll make a shlishi in truma. Sheni can even make meiser posel. So therefore, certainly, if we find that truma is harder than meiser, that a sheni should make legabe truma a shlishi. So that's how I know shlishi is possible with truma. So now that I know shlishi is possible with truma, and from a chus kippurim I see that kodesh is harder than truma. So ein oidin sheyaser revi la kodesh. If kodesh is harder than truma, which I see by mechus kippurim is mutter b'truma, is aser b'kodesh. So a shlishi who is possible by truma, the shlishi should have a koyach to make a revi b'kodesh. Asks Rashi a question. We have a rule which we find Masechta Bava Kama Daf Chofei, that there's a concept called dayoi. Dayoi lovoi min adin liyois kenadin. If I'm learning out of Kal v'chomer, so I say that if the easier one has it, for sure the harder one. But dayoi means not more than the easier one. So if by truma I find shlishi and it doesn't go further, so maybe by kodesh also it shouldn't go further past shlishi. Yes, you learned that shlishi, but how do you know revi? So Rashi answers that one man the Omer holds that where the Kal v'chomer is mufrach, you don't say dayoi. In other words, according to this, the next line of the Gemara fits them beautifully. What does the Gemara continue to say? Ulamadnu shlishi l'kodesh min ha-Torah. As the Gemara in the next two lines is going to teach us that shlishi I know from a pasuk. I don't need a Kal v'chomer for shlishi by kachim. But yet I have a Kal v'chomer. So if you're going to tell me dayoi, the Kal v'chomer is mufrach, means the Kal v'chomer serves no purpose. Because I have a din d'oraisa, a limud from an often a pasuk, that there is a concept of shlishi b'kodesh. So if I have a Kal v'chomer, it must mean that there's revi b'kodesh. Because otherwise my whole Kal v'chomer will be mufrach. It's not teaching me anything. So that man d'yomer holds, wherever the Kal v'chomer is mufrach, we do not say dayoi. We don't say it's not more than the thing you're learning from. We say it is more than the thing you're learning from, or else what's the purpose of the Kal v'chomer? I have a pasuk for that. For shlishi b'kodesh, I have a pasuk. So what do I need a Kal v'chomer? Also to teach me shlishi b'kodesh. It's not more than truma. Must be that the Kal v'chomer is telling you it's even more than truma. If truma goes to shlishi, the Kal v'chomer must teach you that kodesh goes to revi. So that's what the Gemara, according to this, it fits in beautifully. V'lamadnu shlishi l'kodesh min ha-Torah, memelu revi b'Kal v'chomer. So it must be it's teaching you revi for the Kal v'chomer. I learned it from the Kal v'chomer, or else the Kal v'chomer would be serving no purpose. But then Rashi asks, what about according to the Man d'Yomer, who says that you say dayoi even if the Kal v'chomer serves no purpose? So how do you know revi b'kodesh? So Rashi answers that Man d'Yomer will hold that this whole din is only a din d'Rabbanan. Our mission is a mila of kodesh over truma mid d'Rabbanan. And the Kal v'chomer is like an asmachta b'alma. It's a remes from the Torah. But the Iker din is a din d'Rabbanan. If it's a din d'Rabbanan, the whole concept of dayoi doesn't apply. Because I'm really not working here with the halachas of Kal v'chomer. I'm working here with a din d'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, I want to make a mila of kodesh over truma. So that's how that man d'Yomer will have to learn the Gemara. And then Rashi asks, if so, what is the extra line, v'lamadnu shlishi l'kodesh min ha-Torah? According to the first shot, this line is beautiful. That you know why I learn revi b'Kal v'chomer? Because shlishi I know from a din Torah. And then the Kal v'chomer wouldn't be teaching me anything. And wherever the Kal v'chomer doesn't teach you anything, you don't say dayoi. So you know why I don't say Da'ilei? Because I know Shlishi from the Torah. So that's why the Revi is a Kavachimer. But according to the Man D'Yomer, that even when the Kavachimer serves no purpose, I still say Da'ilei. So Rashi says, Ein Chanami, the Gemara just threw this line in, but it's much more Geshmak according to the first way that Rashi learns than according to the second way. And now the Gemara continues, Shlishi L'Kaidish Min HaTorah Minayin. You told me that Shlishi I know from the Torah. Where does it say it? Yechsiv. It says concerning Shlomim. V'habosar Ashi Yiga B'chol Tomei Lo Yeyachal. Boser Shlomim, that will touch anything that's Tomei should not be eaten. In other words, because it becomes Tomei. Mi Lo Yaskin D'Naga B'Sheni. Aren't we speaking about in that Pasuk even if it only touched a Sheni? As Rashi says, that we find that Sheni is called a Tomei, because when a Sheretz goes into a Kli Cheres. So the Sheni, the Sheretz, which is an Avatuma, makes the air of the Kli Cheres into a Rishon. And that air makes what is inside the Keli into a Sheni. So we find, Kol Asher B'Toicha Yitma, so we find a Sheni referred to as a Tomei. So when the pasuk now by Shlomim says v'habatzer asher yiga b'chol tomei lo yeachel mi lo yaskin d'naga b'sheni, even if the Shlomim touch a sheni v'kam rachman lo yeachel. So we see that a sheni can make a shlishi by kachim by Shlomim. And Revi mekalvachomer hadamor. How do you know Revi? That will be like we learned before, the kalvachomer. Continues the Gemara quoting our Mishnah. The eighth mila, ubitruma imnitmas. So we learned in our Mishnah, on Daf Chofam at Beis, ubitruma imnitmas achas miyadav chaverta tahira. Of course, as Rashi explains over there, this is speaking about a tumma midrabanan, because if it's a tumma midraisa, so if one part of his body becomes tummy, his whole guf, all his hands, his whole body becomes tummy. But we're speaking about a tumma midrabanan. So if one of the hands become Tomei, by Truma, we don't say that the other hand became Tomei. But Bekodesh, says the Mishnah, Matbil Shteyin. You have to be Toivel, both of them. And the Mishnah concludes, Shehayad Metamei Es Chaverto, Bekodesh Avaloi Betruma. The hand is Metamei, its fellow hand, in Kodesh, but not in Truma. Amar Rav Shizbi, Bechiburin Shanu. When did we learn our Mishnah, the difference between Truma and Kodesh? That's if it's Mechubur, meaning the hand Tomei is touching the hand which is Tohar, and the hand which is Tohar is touching Kodesh. So then we're afraid, Rashi learns this is the Gzeirim and the Rabbanan, we're afraid that the Tomei hand will directly touch the Kodesh. So that's why the Rabbanan said that even the Torah hand has a din that it's Tomei. Now, how much will the Torah hand be Metamei the Kodesh? That's Machlok, as we're going to see. One says that the Tomei hand makes the Torah hand a Shlishi, and therefore the Torah hand will only make the Kodesh a Revi. The other says that the Torah hand has the exact halacha of the Tomei hand. Yadayim are always shniyos, so the other hand that was Tohar becomes a Sheni, and it in turn makes the Kodesh into a Shlishi, and then that could make in Kodesh even a Revi. So that's going to be a machlok, as we'll soon see. But by Truma, we don't say that the other hand becomes Tomei. So the Amar Rav Shizbi, when is this whole halacha b'chiburin shanu? Avo shaloi b'chiburin loi. When the Tomei hand touched the Torah hand earlier, and the Tomei hand then was not touching the Torah hand, and then the Torah hand touched Kodesh, so Rashi says it won't even make the Torah hand, according to everybody, into a shlishi, to make the Kodesh a Revi. It'll do nothing if they're not Mechubar. So the whole chiluk between Truma and Kodesh in our Mishnah is only if the Tomei hand is touching the Torah hand while the Torah hand is touching either Kodesh or Truma. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye had a question on this, which Rav Chisby just said. We learned in a brisa, Yad Neguva, if you have a dried hand, Mitamo Chaverto, it's Mitame, it's Chaver, Litame Lekodesh, to make the Kodesh Tame, which means it'll make it into a Shlishi. It doesn't say Lifsol, Litame. The Kodesh then can make a Revi. Avaloy Litruma, Divrei Rebbe. But it can't, this principle of making, again, if this was a Tumah Midrabbanan, which made one hand Tame and not the other, so the only time I say the other one is also Tame is only by Kodesh, not by Truma. And again, what's the Chashash? Because maybe the Rabbanan wanted to make both hands Tame, they were afraid that if I let you touch the Kodesh with the Torah hand, you'll come to touch it with the Tame hand, but they were not, they didn't do this Gezeira by Truma. Now, what does Rabbi say? What's the power of the Tameh hand on the Torah hand, Latameh Kodesh, that it's going to make the Kodesh Tameh? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a lift soil. This is the machlokas that we spoke about before. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Tameh hand only has the power to make the Torah hand lift soil. In other words, if the Torah hand will touch the Kodesh, it'll make it into a Revi, because the Torah hand became a Shlishi. According to Rebbe, the Torah hand has a din of a sheni, and it'll make the Kodesh into a shlishi. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah hand has a din of a shlishi, which will make the kachim into a revi. Lissoil avaloy latame. The Torah hand will not be able to be metame the Kodesh. That's a machlokas. So now, the Gemara is Abaye's question is from the word neguba. The hand was dry. It was a dry hand. Why? That means you're telling me a chiddush, even if it was a dry hand. So the Gemara says like this: Iamret b'shlamei shalai b'chiburin. If I will say not like Rav Shizbi, Rav Shizbi insisted it had to be chiburin. If I say it's not b'chiburin, then I understand the chiddush of neguva. Heine rebusa de neguva. This is the chiddush of neguva. Why? As Rashi explains, because if it's not touching, if the tamei is not touching the Torah hand, if it's shaloi b'chiburin, then it's not my chashash, he might touch it with the tamei hand. The tamei hand is not in operation right now. Elamai, because the tor hand itself has a problem. So now there's a big chiddush. Now, if it's bechiburin, Rashi says, then the issue is, the gzeirat rabbanan is, because you might forget and you might touch it with the tamei hand itself. So that's why they assert even the tor hand. But if it's shaloi b'chiburin, says the Gemara, if it's shaloi b'chiburin, they're not attached when the Torah hand is touching the Kodesh, then I understand the Chiddush of Neguva. Why? Because b'shloima, if the Torah hand was wet, so then we have a rule, yad metameh, Kol ha'poyslas a truma metame mashkin liyos tchila. So when the tamei hand touched the tor hand which was wet, so obviously the tor hand became tamei. Why? Because the tamei hand touched the water that was on the tor hand. It made the water into a tchila. That's a halacha adin derabbanan, that the water that's touched by a sheni becomes a Rishon, then that water obviously makes the Tor hand Tomei. What Tomei Sheni? So then obviously the Tor hand, which now became Tomei, is going to make the Kodesh into a Shlishi. So the Chiddush is that even the Guva, Ah, that's a gevaldik chiddush. So if it's shaloi bechiburin, so why is there a problem here? The problem is not because the tamei hand, the original tamei hand, might touch the kodesh. The tamei hand is away from the kodesh. It's not mechubur to the Torah. So I have to worry about the Torah itself. So then I say, not only am I worried when the Torah hand is going to touch the kodesh, because the Torah hand has water on it. And the tamei hand made the water a rishon when it touched it 5 minutes ago. And that water subsequently made the tamei hand, the Torah hand tamei as a sheni. So, and not only is that usur to touch the kodesh, which will make a shlishi, but even if the Torah hand is dry, still the rabban instead it's usur. That makes a chiddush. That's a chiddush. But if I say, speaking about chaburin, if it's chaburin, what's the gzeir, as Rashi said? Because you might forget and you might touch it with the tamei hand. So if it's the problem with the original tamei hand, what's the difference if it's dry or if it's wet? It can be metameyit just as equally as wet or as dry. By the way, we have a concept here which we haven't mentioned, which is chibas hakodesh is machshiran. That's the reason why before, when we learned levona or gecholim, how does that become tamei? It's not oichel. You can't even eat it. So Rashi says earlier, four lines from the bottom on chav gimel amid beis, chibas hakodesh machshartan letuma. That there's a concept, the love of kodesh, it makes something, you don't need water. So if you don't need water, here we're speaking about kodesh. If we're speaking about kodesh, it doesn't matter whether it's wet or it's dry. So what's the chiddush? So that's a biased question. L'chayrif, I'm bringing you a raya from that baraisa, that not like your klal. You said the whole klal is only b'chiburin. If it's b'chiburin, then I'm worried he's going to touch it with his tamei hand. What's the difference if the hand is tamei or tor? But if it's shaloi b'chiburin, then it's a chiddush, that even though it's dry, that it could still be metamei to kodesh. That's a biased kash. So, the Gemara Vayter. Itmor nami. Now the Dikduke Seifrim takes out the word nami because this is a totally separate din. It's negay, the same inyan about the hand being metame, the Torah hand becoming tame from the tame one, but it's nothing to do with the sugya that we learned before. So he takes out the word nami. Itmor amr shlokish loy shanu elo yodai ava yad chavei roi loy. When is this whole halacha that the hand can be metamei, the tamei hand is metamei, the Torah hand, that's only his own hand, but it's not metamei, yad chaveri, as we turn to the Chav Dalid Amid Beis. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Echad yadiv, echad yad chaveri. Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rishlokish, and Rabbi Yochanan says that this halacha, this din derabbanan, that if there's a yad tamei that became tamei, midrabbanan, that I consider the Yad Tohar also Tamei, not only is that your own hand, but even the hand of your friend. If your Tamei hand touched your friend's hand, which was Tohar, it also likewise becomes Tamei. But which hand has that power? But also Hayad. That's only the original Tamei hand. What happens if your Tamei hand touched your Tohar hand? And now your Torah hand touches the hand of your friend, then we will not say that your hand of your friend becomes tummy. Even though Rish Lakish holds there's no difference between your hand or your friend's hand, but which hand can cause that, that's only the original tummy hand, not the second hand. Now, to what extent can the original tummy hand make the Torah hand be tummy? Lift soil. So Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that what does he make the Torah hand into? A what? Into a shlishi. The yadayim are shniyos. So the Torah hand is also a problem. But to what extent is the problem? Only lift soil, which means it becomes a shlishi. So when it touches kodesh, it will only make the kodesh into a revi and no further. Lift soil. Avaloi letamei, but we don't say that my tamei hand makes my Torah hand tamei as a sheni, and then I would be able to make the kodesh into a shlishi, and that kodesh could in turn make another kodesh into a revi. No, That we don't say. Now, from where does Rabbi Yochanan know that the halacha, that this milah midrabanan, that one hand which is tamei, can make the other hand tamei? Midik tani seifa, shayyad matama chaverto lekardish avaloi letruma. Why did the Mishnah repeat itself? What does the Mishnah say on the Chof Amid Beis? The Mishnah added an extra phrase. The Mishnah says, ubetruma imnitmas achas miyadav chaverto tahira, ubekardish matbushteyen. Why matbushteyen? Why do you have to make tefillah? Because both hands become tamei. So what does the Mishnah add? Shayyad matames chaverto bekardish avaloi letruma. What do you have to add that for? Ah, must be, says Rabbi Yochanan. You have to add that, because it's telling you not only can my hand be matama my own hand, but my hand can even be matama my friend's hand. It must be adding the hand of my friend. Va'af Resh Lakish Hadarbei. Resh Lakish himself had charat and he agreed with Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Resh Lakish, Echad Yadoi, Ve'echad Yad Chaveroi, that my hand can be matama, my own other hand that's sore, and it can also be matama the hand of my friend. But also hayad, but which hand has that power? Only hand number one that was tummy. Hand number two that became tummy from hand number one cannot in turn be matame my friend's hand. And how much can yad number one affect number two? Only live soil, because number two becomes a shlishi, and therefore it can only make kodesh puzzle. Avaloi letame, but hand number one cannot turn hand number two into a sheni, because then the second hand would have a power to make the next one into a shlishi. That it cannot do. Continues the Gemara. This that we just said, v'lifsol avaloi letame, that yad number one can only make number two into a shlishi lifso, but it can't make number two, the hand number two, into a sheni of a leilatami. That's bamas machloikas tanoim. This none, because we learned in a Mishnah in Yadayim, kol hapoisel betruma. Rabbi Yeshua says the following halacha: whatever pasels truma, and we know what pasels truma, a sheni metame yadayim liyoshniyos. That in turn is metame hands, to make those hands into a sheni. V'yad metame chaverta. And one hand can be metame the other hand. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. V'chachomim oimrim, yadayim shniyasei. Your hand is a sheni. V'ein sheni ois the sheni. We take out the word becholot. A sheni cannot make a sheni. So the Gemara understands, my love, what's the machlokes here? Sheni hu d'lo yavet. The Chachamim hold that a sheni can't make a sheni. Ha shlishi of it, but it could make a shlishi. So the Gemara wants to understand that the machloek between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachamim is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, a sheni, one hand can make a sheni the other hand, and according to the Chachamim, a sheni can make a shlishi the other hand, but it cannot make it into a sheni. So this will be our machloekis. Can hand number one make hand number two Latame into a sheni, makes the next one a shlishi, and then the shlishi can make revi, or can hand number one only make hand number two into a shlishi, and then hand number two will have the power of lift soil, but not of latame. So that's our machloikis. Zok the Gemara, no. Dilma loy sheni ovid v'loy shlishi. Maybe the chachamim, it could be like this. Rabbi Yeshua, in fact, holds that a sheni can make a sheni. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the second hand will have a power of what? Of making a shlishi, of being metame, not just livso. That's Rabbi Yeshua. But as far as what the Chachamim might hold that the first hand doesn't have a power to be metame the second hand at all. Why? Because what should it make it? To make it into a sheni, the first one's a sheni. We always know you go down. A sheni makes a shlishi makes a revi. So the Chachamim argue, what should I do with the second hand? Should I leave it on the status of the first hand? Sheni can't make a sheni. Should I say that the second hand becomes a shlishi? We know yadayim shniyasein, that hands are always sheni, they're never shlishi. So that's why the Chachamim say they can do nothing. Maybe that's what the Chachamim mean. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the first hand makes the second hand into a sheni. According to the Chachamim, the first hand makes the second hand to nothing. Because either way you go, you're stuck. So the Gemara says you have no proof that this is a machloikis between Tanoim from that Mishnah in Masechta Yadayim. Says the Gemara, I'll bring you a brisa which we learned on Amud Aleph, and there you see it clearly. Ela kihani tanoi, like these tanoim. The sanyu we learned on a brisa. Yad neguva, we just learned on Amud Aleph. If you have a dry hand, metame es chaverta. It's metame, it's friend, letame bekodesh, to make the friend into a sheni. So that the other hand can be metame, it can make the kodesh into a shlishi. Avaloy l'truma, but by truma we don't have that mila. The rabbanan didn't say that one hand makes the other one tame. Divrei Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Oisa Yad Lissal Avaloy l'tame. What does Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda hold? That the second hand becomes puzzle, meaning it only has the power, it's a shlishi, so it only has the power to make the kodesh into a revi. There we see clearly the machlokes, what does the second hand become? Does it become a sheni, letame, or does it become a shlishi, lifsoil? Continues the Gemara with the next smilo that's written in our Mishnah, oichlin, oichlin neguvim, you can eat food that is dried, with hands that became tamei. You could do that by truma, but you cannot do that by kaidish. The Gemara understands at this point that neguvin means they never became wet. That means they were never mukshir lekabel tuma. So by kaidish, we make a mila that even though the food was never wet, it is still prohibited to eat it with these tame hands, and by truma we didn't make that chumra. That's how the Gemara understands it now. Tanya, we learned in a brayso, Amar Bchanina ben Antignais v'chiyesh neguva l'kaidesh. Is there such a concept of neguva by kaidesh? V'haloi chibes hakaidesh machsharta. We mentioned this concept before. The love of kaidesh itself makes it mukshar l'kabel tuma, since kaidesh is so beloved. You don't need water by kodesh. There's such a love to make sure that kodesh stays tor and not tameh, that love itself is machshir every kodesh to be mekabel tuma even without any water. So the Mefarshim explain, what does the Gemara mean to ask? The Gemara means to ask, it's not a mila of kodesh over truma that the Rabbanan enacted, but since we have a basic principle by Kodesh, which we've seen in today's Shira a number of times, that's why Levoyna and Gecholim can become Tomei by Kodesh, even though they're not Oichel. How can they become Tomei? They're not Oichel. Only Oichel becomes Tomei. The answer is Chibes HaKodesh Machsharta. So the Gemara is asking, it's not a special Milo of Kodesh over Truma, but rather, it's a basic concept that Kodesh has a different definition of Hechsher than you find by other things. So therefore, what's the pshat in our Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, like Tzricha, it must be the following. That the Kodesh or the Truma itself could once have had water on it. It might be dry now, but it once had water on it, and it made it mukshir lekabel tuma. However, what are we speaking about here? That my hand did not directly, my hand is not touching the kodesh or the truma. If my hand was touching the kodesh or the truma, even the truma would become tame here, because the case is that this truma could have been wet once. It's not a question of my hand actually touching the truma or the kodesh. That's not the case in our mission. The case is, his friend stuck the truma or the kodesh into his mouth, and his friend was tohar, so there's no problem. My hand didn't touch it. My friend is tohar, no problem. Even though I'm tameh, my hands are tamei, but I stuck it into my mouth, Rashi says, with a pshute kliyet, with something that doesn't become tame, bekush with a toothpick, or bekarkar with a stick, that's how I stuck it into my mouth. So there's no problem of my tame hand making either the kodesh or the truma tame directly. But the case is, ubikesh lechot snoin ubatzel shocholot. I wanted to eat with that at the same time in my mouth. I wanted to eat a radish or an onion of cholin with imoen, with them. So now the issue is that my hand, I'm worried, may come to touch the kodesh that's in my mouth. So lekodesh goes bru rabbanim. By kodesh rabbanim, we're afraid that even though your hand is only touching the cholin and it's not touching the kodesh, but your hand might touch the kodesh. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat the cholin with your hands. The truma like us rabbanim, for truma the rabbanim didn't make that exam. They said that by truma we'll say you'll probably be careful that your hand will not touch the truma. Ain't a chanami if it touches the truma. We're speaking about a case, as we mentioned before, that the truma or the kodesh was wet, or and therefore it's mukshel lekabel truma. It dried off, but it had been wet. If it was once wet, even though it dried off, it became mukshel lekabel truma. So if my hand directly will touch the truma or the kodesh, both would become tummy. As we said, the kodesh doesn't even need to be wet. Chibas hakodesh machsharten. But right, so the truma was at one point wet. So if my hand would touch it, it would become tummy. My hand did not touch it. The question is, am I worried? Maybe it would touch it. So by kodesh, I say, don't even eat the dried chulin, because your hand might touch the kodesh. By truma, I say you could eat the dried chulin. I'm not worried. I say you'll be careful that your hand will not touch the truma. Why is the case speaking, explains Rashi, that the chulin was dry? Why can't the chulin be wet? Because if the chulin's wet, then of course I wouldn't even be allowed to eat the by truma either. Why? Because if the chulin's wet, so my tameh hand, as we learned the klal before, makes the mashkin into a rishon. My hands are shniyos. They make the mashkin that's on the chulin into a rishon, and the mashkin, which is a rishon, will make the chulin a sheni. The chulin's a sheni, which touches. My hand might not be touching the truma, but in my mouth, the chulin is touching the truma. So the chulin will make the truma tummy. So therefore, the case must be that the oichlin that I'm eating is dry. It never became wet. The chulin never became wet. Because if the chulin was wet or had been wet, then or if the chulin was at the time that I'm eating it wet, then that water would become a rishon from my hands, and that water in turn would make the chulin sheni, and the chulin would make the truma a shlushi, would pasul the truma. So how could I eat it? So therefore the case is that the chulin is dry. So when my hand touches the chulin, it's not making the chulin into a sheni. My hand is a sheni. How does it make the chulin into a sheni? It can't. It can only do that if there'd be water on it, then it would make the water into a rishon. That's the din by water. A sheni makes water into a rishon. Then the chulin will become a sheni, and then it would be metamed the truma. So this is what the Gemara answers. The case over here is speaking about not that my hand is touching the kodesh or the truma directly, because then even if it's dry by kodesh, kibas hakodesh machsharton, and my hand would make the kodesh or the kodesh even without water, it would make it a problem. So speaking about over here, that the chulin was being eaten together with the kodesh, and then the din is, we're afraid that my hand might touch the kodesh, but we only made that gzera by kodesh, not by truma, and the chulin itself is dry, because if the chulin was wet, then there would be a problem by truma as well. That's how Rashi explains it more. One more piece before the Mishnah. Ha'onein u'mechusar kippurim. It says, in the earlier Mishnah, it said that an ol nein is usher to eat kachim, a mechusar kippurim, as we learned today before, is mutter and shruma, but he's usher to eat kachim. Once he finishes his aninus, or once he finishes mechusar kippurim, he brought his korban, and now he's allowed to eat kachim. There's a special din derabbanan by kachim that he has to go to the mikvah again. He just went to the mikvah yesterday. He has to go to the mikvah again. Phrase more my time. What's the reason for this gzera? More answers. Kivin da adha idna hava asiri. Since till now he was asur di kachim in the state of aninus or in the state of mechusar kippurim. It's rechinu rabbanan tefila. The rabbanan required tefila, as the Tiferes Yisrael explains. Because since his mindset was he's not allowed to eat kachim, so he did not. He was not careful to protect himself from becoming tameh for kachim. Because he knows in his mind, I'm not allowed to kachim him. So the rabbanan said, we're afraid that maybe you became tameh as far as kodesh is concerned, and therefore before you eat that kodesh, even though you're already not a mechusar kippurim, you're not an onen, and you're allowed to eat min haTorah, we require a special tefillah because you weren't careful, because in your mind you're not watching yourself from eating kachim because you know you're usher to kachim. So it's a special din to rabbanim. By kodesh, then you have to go to the mikvah. By truma, they did not make that special tevila, and you, before you eat truma, you're allowed to eat it without going to the mikvah.